Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Chirping birds, blooming cherry trees, green grass, and a chance of snow? While we slowly move from winter to spring, one surefire way to shake off the dust of months spent cozied up indoors is to get outside, although you may want to keep your gloves handy. Tomorrow is Rails to Trails Conservancy's 5th annual opening day for trails, which brings together city agencies and community organizations for a day of outdoor fun, including guided tours along the Jones Falls Trail and bike rentals. Jim Brown is a manager of trail development at Rails to Trails Conservancy. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Rails to Trails Conservancy is a national nonprofit. You work in Baltimore. What do you do?
Right. So we're a national nonprofit dedicated to converting former railroad lines and railroad tracks that aren't in use anymore into mixed-use trails for pedestrians and cyclists. And in Baltimore, we have an office where we're working on a really ambitious and exciting 35-mile trail network that will connect a lot of different neighborhoods in the city with the city's vast, enormous park resources and the waterfront and over 60 different neighborhoods in East, West, North, and South Baltimore.
And I want to ask you more about that, but let me ask first, who is part of your coalition, the Baltimore Greenway Trails Coalition?
Sure. So the coalition started about 2 years ago with a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and the American Planning Association.
And Centers for Disease Control.
Yes. The grant we were awarded was called Plan for Health, and it was a grant given to a small number of groups across the country that were building coalitions to work on public health issues as it relates to the built environment. So we started with the American Planning Association, Bike More, Rails to Trails, and a number of city agencies here in Baltimore to form the coalition to talk about how an improved network of walking and biking trails throughout the city creates better opportunities for public health for residents through all the neighborhoods of Baltimore.
As you mentioned, Rails to Trails Conservancy aims to turn railroad lines that are no longer in use into trails. What's involved in doing that?
There's over 250,000 miles of railroad corridor across the country, far greater than the highway network, for example. And at its peak in the 1940s and 50s, the railroads were sort of the main point of commerce for shipping goods and people across the country. And in the subsequent decades, rail use has declined. So in the 1980s, groups of people from across the country began noticing that there were these unused corridors. Some were only a mile or two long, some were hundreds of miles long. And they began working to see what could be done to convert those unused railroad tracks into shared use paths for walking and biking. And since then, since the 1980s, there are now over 22,000 miles of rail trails across the country. And some classic ones in the Baltimore area are the Baltimore-Annapolis Trail and the North Central Railroad Trail, or the Torrey C. Brown Trail up in Baltimore County. But what's typically involved is the railroad has to agree that they will no longer use the corridor anymore. And then the federal government has to decide if that piece of infrastructure is vital to the nation's trade, security, and commerce. If they agree that it is no longer needed to be part of the national railroad infrastructure anymore, it can become available to be turned into a trail, which can then serve the local community that that corridor intersects. So in Baltimore, there's a few examples of those tracks. A really good example is over in Highlandtown, connecting the Canton neighborhood and Greektown and Highlandtown up through Orangeville towards Armistead Gardens. And that's an unused railroad corridor that we're working with the city on to develop into a mixed-use walking and biking path that will fill in the gap between the Herring Run Trail and Lake Montebello in northeast Baltimore and the Inner Harbor down near the Canton waterfront.
So do you just like pave over railroad ties, or how do you turn a railroad track into a trail?
Well, typically, if the track and ties are still there, the company that owns the corridor will generally salvage that material as part of the sale or part of the lease or part of the real estate agreement that then hands over use of that corridor to the city. In this case, it would be Baltimore City.
So you mentioned working to create a 35-mile network of trails around Baltimore, essentially adding 10 more miles to the 25 miles of trails that already exist on the Jones Falls, Gwynns Falls, Herring Run trails. Where are the gaps?
So the gaps are that railroad corridor on the east side of town that I just mentioned. There's also a utility corridor that we're working with the utility that owns that corridor to develop a trail that would connect the railroad corridor to the Herring Run Trail. That's in northeast Baltimore, and that's about a mile long. That's in the Armistead Gardens neighborhood. And then the other major gap is the Port Covington area. There's former railroad lines and old brownfields that are being developed in Port Covington and Westport. And we're working with a number of partners, both in South Baltimore and across the city, to see how that the different developments that are happening in the Middle Branch and Port Covington area can include shared use trails, both on the former railroad corridors that are down in those properties and on the former industrial waterfront properties that are near Westport and Port Covington, too, to make sure that whatever developments are happening in South Baltimore, that they really act as a bridge using trails to connect Westport, Cherry Hill, Brooklyn, and other South Baltimore neighborhoods back to the Inner Harbor, where, again, you have the Gwens Falls Trail and the Jones Falls Trail picking up.
And when you say shared use trails, that's hiking and biking?
Right. It's typically we use that to differentiate from a bike lane that you might see on the roadway or just a typical sidewalk. We use the term greenway trails or shared use paths so that people know that it's accessible to any non-motorized use, walking, biking, kids and strollers, joggers, wheelchairs. What differentiates it is that it is entirely off-road. So it would be a 35-mile linear park, and that the 10 miles of gaps would be these off-road connectors between the already existing off-road trails.
And how much would this network cost?
So we're still doing some preliminary cost estimates. We're working with the Department of Transportation, the Planning Department, and a number of nonprofits. We're also working, we've raised funds privately with the Franz Marek Foundation and the grant I referred to earlier with the Centers for Disease Control to start doing some preliminary design on those gaps that I mentioned. And the estimates that we come in with now are close to $18 million for the entire network. But when you think about it, that's really a low level of dollars compared to what a road might cost. A mile of trail can typically cost between $750,000 to $1 million to construct, but a mile of road can be up to $2, $3, $4 million to construct.
But still, there's lots of things the city could do with $18 million. Where would the money come from?
Well, that's what's really neat about this, is that the funds exist in the Federal Department of Transportation. There's the Transportation Alternatives Program. There's the Federal Water and National Land Access Program. So there's dollars that exist at the federal and state level, which the city is then able to apply for to get the construction dollars to build these networks. So very, very little of the local investment actually comes from local dollars. It's generally grant money from the federal level and the state level.
How close is the trail network from being finished?
Well, on the gaps that I mentioned, we're working, the Coalition and the Rails to Trails Conservancy are working with Baltimore City Department of Planning to engage the railroad and see how the railroad corridor can then become city property for trail development to then happen. And then in Middle Branch, we're working with community groups and developers to figure out the right trail alignment, and then that becomes eligible for the federal dollars for construction. And then the two other gaps that I mentioned are the gap between Herring Run and Charles Village. So the Herring Run Trail and the Jones Falls Trail, figuring out that gap. And we're looking at the Olmsted-inspired 33rd Street Boulevard to develop a trail along that boulevard. And then the fourth gap is the gap between the Jones Falls Trail and the Gwens Falls Trail in Leakin Park on the west side. So for those corridors I just mentioned, we're in the process of figuring out plans that the community is happy with, that work with the city, that fit into already existing city plans. And we're in process now for getting those plans finalized, more community input so that everyone is happy. And then once that happens within the next year, then the city can submit applications to further the design and build out the trails.
So you think you're at least a year away
from starting construction.
From starting construction.
Right.
And how far away from actually people walking on these trails?
So for the trails that aren't built yet, probably I would say 4 years, 4 to 5 years is a healthy estimate for how long that this would take. But the beauty of it is that that's just 10 miles of the gaps. There's already the 25 miles of already existing trails that people can access.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Jim Brown, manager of trail development at Rails to Trails Conservancy. Rails to Trails is holding its fifth annual opening day for trails tomorrow. So activities kick off tomorrow. Coffee and bagels at 9:30 at Silburn Arboretum. Rain, shine, snow?
Well, we're going to keep a close eye on the forecast, and we're going to update whether or not we're going to shift around some of the activities tomorrow. No matter what, we'll be out on the Jones Falls Trail. The original plan was to be at Silburn Arboretum tomorrow with free coffee and bagels and bike tune-ups. It's been in hibernation all winter. And the Baltimore City Department of Recreation and Parks will be on hand with a fleet of bicycles for people that don't have them. And if you don't want a bike, we can also walk. There'll be a guided walk led by the Friends of Druid Hill Park from Silburn Arboretum down to Druid Hill Park. But this is the fifth year that we've done this, and we traditionally do a guided bike ride from Silburn Arboretum down to the Inner Harbor. It's about 9 miles and mostly downhill, and the walk is about 3 miles, also mostly downhill, from Silburn to Druid Hill Park. And our partners at Baltimore City Rec and Parks provide a shuttle, which brings everybody back up to Silburn Arboretum.
So you don't have to walk or bike uphill if you don't want to.
You can if you want to, but you don't have to. And then new this year, we'll be ending at Union Brewery in Woodbury, which is one of the trailside businesses right along the Jones Falls Trail. We're bringing in more small businesses and private sector folks this year to really showcase how trails can transform communities and turn, when a trail goes through a stream valley or a neighborhood, it can turn those old industrial businesses, old industrial sites that aren't being used anymore into local businesses. So the idea is to show people that come out and see the Jones Falls Trail what's possible in the rest of the city when you start planning around safe walking and biking infrastructure.
So the activities at Union Craft Brewing in Woodbury, they start at noon.
Yes, they start at noon. So if we end up getting a lot of snow, I think that we're not going to get a lot of people out biking at 10 a.m. And we're going to update. We're going to make the call later this afternoon. You can check it out on railstotrails.org/openingday.
Right. We will link at our website. We will link to your website so people can easily check on the morning activities. But
great. And if the morning activities end up being rescheduled till later in the spring, no matter what, tomorrow on Saturday, we will be at Union Brewery with some of our local partners, and we'll have maps of the trail, both existing trail and proposed trail. We'll have some of the local businesses that are in the Jones Falls Valley. Union Brewery's being a gracious host, and we're really excited to. If it's cold, we'll be at the brewery talking trails and trailside development on the Jones Falls.
I understand Ta Harker Brothers Ice Cream is also going to be there.
Yes, so we've got great partnerships with Vent Coffee Roasters. Ta Harker Brothers Ice Cream, Union Brewery, the newly emerging Friends of the Jones Falls will be there, the Friends of Maryland's Olmsted Parks and Landscapes, and I believe Bikemore will also be there.
What is unique about the trails in Baltimore?
I think that one thing that gets overlooked in the environmental movement or the community development movement or even the trail world is the fact that cities, even though they're often crowded places, have incredible natural resources. And in Baltimore, we're blessed with an enormous park system that was based off of a world-famous Olmsted Brothers plan from 1904 that didn't fully happen, but the bones of it happened. And we have these incredible large parks throughout the city. And we have a really great waterfront. And we're known as a city of neighborhoods. But having grown up here and with other partners that know the city really well, you start to realize that all these great things, to one degree or another, they exist in pockets. Neighborhoods aren't necessarily well connected to each other. It could be difficult to get from your house to your job. It can be difficult to get from your house into the park. And in a city like Baltimore, where close to 30% of residents don't have access to cars, there needs to be new solutions to figuring out how to better connect residents to each other and to the incredible opportunities that exist. So what we see with both the existing trails is that there's a lot of amenities along those trails that serve the neighborhoods that those trails go through in Baltimore, but the neighborhoods that aren't connected to those greenway networks are left out of the benefits. So what's really unique about this 35-mile project is that by filling in these only 10 miles of gaps, you're creating a 35-mile ribbon that goes through what used to be barriers like roadways and railroad corridors and former factory sites, and turning them into connectors that speak about the cultural diversity, the landscape diversity, that allow people to get from their one neighborhood to another easier, to access the waterfront, to access these places of recreation and access to jobs better too.
As we start to think that spring might actually be possible, what do you love most about being outdoors?
In Baltimore, I really love going out in Druid Hill Park or Leakin Park and being able to see an incredible amount of wildlife right in Baltimore, not far from my house in a major American city. And I love the fact that when the weather gets warmer, you can have two experiences in one day. You can escape the city and get out to a really wild and natural environment in the morning, and then you can come back in the afternoon and enjoy all of the wonderful things that the city has to offer. And when we think about this future trail network, we really think about how when you travel a mile on this trail, you might be able to hit a grocery store, a residential neighborhood, the Baltimore Museum of Art, and then Druid Hill Park and Johns Hopkins University, all within a mile. Or you can, if you're a student at Johns Hopkins and you need to borrow something from the library at Morgan State, you could take the trail a mile over to that university too. So it's really exciting to think about both the potential for getting outside and enjoying spring, but the real benefit that this could bring to Baltimore in terms of connecting all of our great resources.
Well, I wish you the best weather possible on opening day. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Jim Brown is a manager of trail development at Rails to Trails Conservancy, which organizes the Baltimore Greenway Trails Coalition. We've got more information about tomorrow's opening day at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Time for a quick break here on the record. When we're back, a Stoop Story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay tuned for that.